The MAP project, one of the demonstration projects from the U.S. Department of Education Office of Special Education, is a project collaboration between the University of Minnesota and Ramsey County Corrections. The goals of the MAP project have been to implement an evidence-based mentoring model with youth in incarceration, helping prepare them for the transition back to their community and their school and hopefully employment. There are a couple components. The first one is the Check and Connect model, which is an evidence-based model of encouraging and promoting student engagement. The check component is that there is a mentor that works one-on-one with a youth for up to 2 years, and with that, they connect with the youth at least once a week and talk to them about behavior, academics, and grade. That mentor then connects the youth to community resources they may need, be they mental health or whatever. They don't provide those themselves, but they are that connector that helps the student and his family find and support those connections along the way. The second is something called the Reintegration Toolkit, which is something that we developed here at the university with the Department of Corrections in Minnesota several years ago. And it's a strategy of having an agency look at what specific skills or what specific components they're providing to youth and families in incarceration. We come up with a summary of supports that youth are receiving and look for where the gaps are. And then the third key piece of MAP was to use a curriculum that I developed here at the university called Expanding the Circle, Respecting the Past, Preparing for the Future. And it's a curriculum with lots of activities around decision making, who am I, what am I interested in, how do I connect to those interests, then actual career and post-secondary experiences and opportunities, going through a series of activities that are very hands-on and active-based so that the youth can get some real experience and think about their next steps after high school.